You're about to enter the world of Strawberry Ice and the Ice Cave. Let's go! Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipal, the Iceman. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of Houday Nation and the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, guys, do me a favor. If you found the show, hit that like and subscribe button. Smash that thumbs up. I'm up to 1,128 subscribers. That is awesome. I appreciate every single one of you guys. Now this show and every show is brought to you by T-Properties. T-Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out the website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys, been a busy day. I'm doing my second show of the day. First one was a recorded interview I did with Jay Morrison, Bengals beat writer from The Athletic. If you have not seen it, go check out the channel. It's on there. I should be playing some clips of the interview here on the show today. We also have later on joining us from the Bengals season ticket office, Matt Ritchie. So I know he's in a meeting right now. So when he gets a chance to join, he will jump on. And other than that, let's get into this. And you guys are not going to believe this, but this is 2 days in a row. This guy showed up. Jeremy D, what's up, brother?
What is going on, man? Work slowing down. Jeremy D coming on. What's going on?
Let's what's do up, it. Buddy? What's up? We got some pretty cool news here. My buddy Matt Meyer, who is the one who does the Jackpot Joey shirts, says that the Facebook page is up now. So If you guys are wanting to buy any of these Jackpot Joey Burrow shirts, hats, all kinds of stuff, go to the Facebook page, like the Facebook page, and he'll have all the information on there to how to order them. And then he said he is meeting with the Joe Burrow Foundation in Nelsonville, Ohio tomorrow. So everything's getting set up. Like I said, all the proceeds are going to the Joe Burrow Hunger Relief Foundation. So anytime you can do anything for a good cause, I think it's a good thing. Also, we got joining on the chat, Orange Arrow. And I just like to remind you guys, if you are into fantasy football, we had Hayden Winks on yesterday from Underdog Fantasy Sports yesterday. But Arrow is going to be putting together a fantasy football league that the proceeds again go to the Joe Burrow Hunger Relief Foundation. So lots of stuff going for the charities. Anytime you can do that, that's great. So I say you go buy the Jackpot Joey shirts. You go join the league for Orange Arrow. Plus, you're going to get beat by me because, you know, I'm going to dominate. Even though if you watch yesterday's show, I've done fantasy football once. So, are you planning on joining the Arrows League there, Jeremy?
You know what? It depends. It depends probably on what other folks do, but I plan on following my boy Orange Arrow into the promised land and taking the trophy and holding it high.
You ain't taking the trophy. That's mine.
If I win $5, I get $5.
Actually, Arrow is he's pretty competitive at it. I think he's going to probably crush both of us. But
probably.
You know, probably. We'll have to get in there and try to see what happens, you know.
That's right. We'll find out soon enough.
We will. We will definitely find out soon enough. Soon enough. All right. D-Ray has got a statement, I should say. And this is, I guess, more of to what we talked about on the interview with Jay Morrison. He says Darius Phillips is going to have a hell of a year. And I hope you're right. We talked about on the interview the potential that Darius has as far as being the punt returner. He's going to have a hard time trying to get some playing time, I think, though, with the additions that the Bengals have to the secondary. And I don't know about you, Jeremy, but I think this secondary is much improved from last year's.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you there 100%. D-Ray, I can completely understand what you're saying, too, at the same time. But we brought in, like Jeff said, so many. I mean, Awuzie, Mike Hilton. Who's the other guy?
Eli Apple,
Buckeye. We watched. He can be a little. But hey,
he's a Buckeye. Know. You're supposed to love your Buckeyes no matter what, Jeremy. Come on.
I know, but he worries me. So I'm not. I could put him and Darius Phillips.
Well, like, we also got Ricardo Allen. The thing is Apple and Allen are both going to be backup players, and then you got your boy who you were dying to see last year, who they Trey signed. Lance. Yes, mm-hmm. Who's actually going to get to play this year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for Phillips to see much of the field other than special teams. But as a backup, if something would happen, God forbid, even if it was just a week or two, I feel okay with having Darius Phillips on the field for a game, for a few games. I think he's getting better every year. I think he's gotten a little better every year. And he's a little ball hawk too, you know. But then again, he'll also give up a 50-yard touchdown every now and then.
Right, exactly.
It is what it is.
Orange Arrow says, hardly, as far as his dominating fantasy football. He goes, I play like I play golf. I enjoy it, but just ain't good.
Okay, well, then if you kick my butt at this, Orange, we're going to go golfing together, and I'm going to just lay it on you, man. I'm not going to hold back. So.
Yeah, Jeremy's kind of a scratch golfer, so you know. we try to hide that. But, hey, he is in the waiting room as we speak. He is none other than Matt Ritchie from the Bengals season ticket office. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Welcome to the show, buddy.
What's going on? No, thanks for having me, guys. I'm pumped up to be here today.
No problem. Sarah for setting this up. She's my ticket broker, and I've been telling her about this YouTube show I do and everything, and she's talking about the open house. I'm like, hey, why don't you guys come on and talk about this open house? Let's try to get this stadium sold out for the year. So how's ticket sales going? Tell us about this open house, and
you go for it. And when Sarah brought this up that you were doing it, I was pumped up because, Jeff, a cool story. You bought a Joe Burrow jersey, new stripes jersey.
I did.
And you saw five people in a conference room, and they all got – you got a selfie with them.
Yes, posted it,
and it went around the office after that. They were so pumped up. So,
yeah.
That was so cool. Thank you.
No problem. That was fun. That just happened to be – I was just going around doing a video with the new stripes, and I saw them there. I'm like, hey, They're like, I'm like, you want to take a picture? They're like, yeah. So I took it. I'm like, oh, I gotta get closer. So, but yeah, that was cool. I'm glad they were able to check that out. I'm glad it went around the office. That's cool.
Me too. And that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you again. They were pretty happy about that. But yes, our open house is this Saturday. And what it is, it's an opportunity for fans who don't have season tickets to come down and test drive seats and see if it's a good fit. They get to meet with the Bengals ticket representative. They get to go to whatever section they want to look at to see what seats are available and if they can see themselves sitting in those seats for this upcoming season. But then we'll also have a cashless bar to where you can get some drinks as well, donuts and cookies. That part was my idea. It was
awesome.
Awesome is correct. And then we'll also have some stuff going on that day as well. We'll have a photo shoot to where you can come in and put on fun Bengals gear and then get pictures together with other people. And yeah, that's a big part of it, but really just seeing those fans that haven't yet bought season tickets in the past or thought about joining the season ticket family. This is a good opportunity for them to come down and check it out and see if it is a good fit for them and their family or their business.
Sounds like a good time to me. Like I said, I was going to go down, and Sarah's like, well, you already got season tickets, so we can set you up another time. So I'm going to go down because I haven't got to actually sit in my new seat because I was up in the canopy last year, and I moved down into – I keep calling it the fun zone. I'm actually trying to think of – you know how Oakland had the black hole, and it seemed like down the south end zone there we're getting all the Bengal crazies. We're getting the ones that are dressing up. We're getting, you know, Bengal Jim's down there. I know he doesn't dress up, but, you know. He's Bengal Jim. You got him. You got the Bengalorian down there. Captain Obvious. Hubei's down there. Orange Arrow is going to be down there. We got another Knight or something. I think he's going to be in that section too. So I've been trying to think, like, should we name this end zone? You know, some people are like, oh, it's called the jungle. Like, the jungle is the entire stadium. The end zone is like, you know, I don't know, like the Tiger Den or the Tiger Lair. I don't know. I'm kind of putting it out there. I don't know. What do you think about that? Having a name for the south end zone.
I love that. And the people you mentioned for that are some of my favorites to follow on social media too. So shout out to all of them. And I mean, I think we're all ears. We've shown that this year that we're making a lot of changes when it comes to new uniforms, new season ticket benefits, and, you know, how we go after free agency and everything too. So we have a lot of fans pumped up and definitely have open ears for ideas like that. Bengals Den, Tigers Den, Lions Den. That's a good idea. And that idea might come from you, Iceman. We'll see.
Hey, that's fine. Well, we have other nicknames too that we follow here. Now, this one's, let's see, I have it on. This one's Jeremy's. It's for Telvin, Tyler Shelvin. Where is it at? Do I have it on here? Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, Tyler, This is what we're calling Tyler Shelvin, Big Daddy Bayou.
Oh, I like that.
I thought you might like that, but you know what? I got a question for you as well, Matt.
Yeah.
So when you talk about, you know, selling seats and this kind of thing, are there different packages for different people, for families, children? I mean, what for people that have kids and they're trying to bring into, you know, to learn football, to learn about the Bengals. Is there certain packages that you guys are going to come up with or are coming up with to help those folks out or different things like that?
You bet. And I definitely got to give a shout out to the Brown and Blackburn family on that. So we have a lot of different options this year for that, to where it can meet family needs, it can meet business needs, fit in all different types of budgets. So one of those is our nice. There we go. Orange Arrow. One of those is our Club and Club Lux. So if you're a business and looking to entertain your clients and not having to worry about hooking them up with parking passes or concessions or anything like that, we have new packages this year that include all that, the tickets, the concession, and the parking. So you're always taking care of your customers. Now, on a family side, we have great spots in the lower level, the second level, and then also our canopy level. Our Canopy Party Pass has been excellent this year, and we've had a very positive fan feedback from that. So season tickets start at $400 on our Canopy level. That includes $10 of concession credit per seat per game, and that also includes 10% off at the Pro Shop, so you can go get those new jerseys if you want to get them too. So it's very affordable, and love that dog in the background.
I was just about to say, you got a visitor again, Jeremy.
Whoa, there he is.
Had to hit the mute button.
Well, yes. Season tickets starting at $400 or $40 per game is available for a lot of option, a lot of families.
Yeah, that's where I started at last year. And, I mean, for season tickets, I mean, people complain, you know, oh, it costs so much money to do this. Actually, if you look at season tickets compared to what the Bengals charge everybody and to what everybody else charges, I mean, Vegas is ridiculous. I mean, they're charging, I don't know how much money. They got a DJ room or something. And I'm like, are they even going to watch the game? Sounds like they're just going to be partying in there and I ain't paying attention to the game. So I don't know. But, I mean, so as far as the prices go, it's – for an NFL experience, it's not bad. And for a team that we're going to have this year, I mean, we got people fired up. Like D Ray here says he wants to reserve his Super Bowl tickets now. So
there you go.
I think it's a little early for that, but I'm definitely with him on that.
Nice. No, if we do that this year, I think D Ray and I are going to sit by each other because I'm pumped up for that too.
Well, you got to watch out for one thing, though. Well, I'll just put it this way. I like to try to speak it into existence. When the Bengals win the Super Bowl, that guy right there, Jeremy, he's going to go streaking. So you might want to stay away from him. You know, so he might be getting arrested that night, but it's going to be a fun time.
I guess. I spent almost 40 years to wait for this, Matt. I'm not wasting my dad's went 73 years since the Bengals were started. I'm not, you know, I'm at 40, not going to wait. Clothes going off, sirens going off. Everybody's
partying here, baby.
We're partying in Cincinnati.
So it's a big difference. Is this plan to? Are you going up and down the banks, or are you doing this in your backyard? Where do I need to avoid?
Well, he's down in Alabama, so.
But I will be around the stadium, so just stay clear. You'll be okay. You might see me on the news, but it will be blurred out. I can promise.
Oh, perfect. Sounds good.
But he got the idea from the streaker of the in the Super Bowl last year. So
no, all right.
So I just put it out there now. I will not act like I don't know who the guy is when he gets arrested and he calls me up. I'm like, who? Jeremy? I never heard of you. I don't know.
I'll definitely spend the night in jail for sure. Yes.
Yeah. So have you heard of the stuff going on with the jackpot Joe Burrow? The banner got put up there. At the practice facility, we got shirts. We got all kinds of stuff here going on with and the proceeds go to the Joe Burrow Hunger Relief Foundation. Have you guys heard about that, or is this news?
No, I've heard about that. I saw the banner on Twitter, and then on coincidence, one of my coworkers is actually Sarah. She was talking about those T-shirts and saw three of them at the stadium that Sarah was getting a tour to. It was either early this week or late last week. In the offseason, my days just go all over the place.
Right.
But they were here at the stadium wearing those shirts. And yeah. I went into Sarah's office and I said, hey, can I have this extra one you have? And she said, no. So
I got two of them. I got one over there. And I got one. Where is it at? Behind me right here. That one of these days I'm going to give away because I should have wore my new one, but I didn't throw it on there. But yeah, it's something that's cool. I'm not taking credit for it. It's my buddy Matt. He's the one that set it all up. So, That I think it's pretty cool. I just think it's cool that Bengals fans are getting so excited, and that's kind of like I wanted to have you on here just to tell everybody, let's sell this stadium out. You know, let's get the jungle. We can go with the full capacity. Let's sell every seat we can, and support these Bengals and show them how much we missed them last year and how much we are with them for this season.
You bet, and I love that, Iceman. I think a big part of it. I always think of games. Growing up, going to games with my dad, and a big part of that is my best memories I had with football games was always at the game. It wasn't ever at home or anything. I mean, I watched plenty of away games from my couch and everything, but going to the stadium, to Paul Brown Stadium, in the jungle, the Tiger's Den, all that, nothing beats an experience on an NFL Sunday here at the stadium.
You know, Matt, I got to tell you, too, real quick, My story is the same as yours, and this is no joke, no kidding around. You know, things happened when I was younger, and you know, but I only got to see my dad so much, and some of my best memories were just walking in to, well, first it'd be Riverfront. I don't want to give my age out too much here.
Yeah, but call it, it's Riverfront. That's Synergy. We call it by the right name.
And then when, you know, PBS, and got to watch two preseason games and one regular season game. Got to watch Blake play, which was awesome, with Carl Pickens. And those are the type of memories that you'll never forget, no matter what happens in life. That's something that you'll always hold with you. So I think that's a cool thing that you mentioned about your dad there, and just the feeling you get. It's awesome. And everybody watching us right now, I don't want to take over this whole thing, but just it's an experience that you literally, until you walk into this stadium that is bigger, it's something that's bigger than you are. It's bigger than 60,000 people are. Yeah, you know, it's 68,000, I believe we're at. It's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And I would tell everybody, take your kids to watch the Bengals, man.
You bet. Absolutely. And you went full on passion right there. I love that. Well, it was awesome.
I have to tell you this is if we ever get Jeff Blake on this show, or if we ever get any Bengal on here, we had Dave Lapp on here, but if we ever get Jeff Blake on here, that guy right there will probably not be able to talk if we have to. He'll be like, Jeremy, how are you? I mean, he about damn near passed out when we were talking to Dave Lapham. So, who knows what will happen if I ever get his actual favorite player on here. Which, actually, Matt, if you know anybody, I've told Sarah this too. Guys, I know you know Bengals. You can go say, hey, Joe Burrow, hey, the Iceman, he's got a show. He does it every single day. He talks for an hour most time about the Bengals. Not always, but most time about the Bengals. If you can hook him up and help him out sometime, that'd be cool.
I gotcha. I'm putting it on my notepad right now.
All right. My man. I knew it. Now, the one thing I want to get to too is how Jeremy said bringing your kids to the games, and sometimes parents are not so willing to bring the younger kids to the game. Like, all thing ever happens there is people just get drunk and fight and all that stuff. And I'm like, that's not necessarily what. I mean, yes, that does happen, but not as prevalent as some people may seem. And it is a good environment to bring young kids. And to have fun, there is things for them to do down there. There's different giveaways you guys are going to do and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think NFL Sunday, it's a combination of both. It can be adult entertainment, but at the same time, a family atmosphere. So a big thing that we do, and something I enjoyed doing the last few years, is walking around the stadium before the game. Jungle Vision is a cool spot for families to go to. They can talk to alumni, player alumni. They can talk to some of the Bengals. We have concerts going on. So there's a lot of great things to do around there, but then also getting to the game and walking around. I think that's something that a lot of people see, or the drama gets out that's what NFL Sundays are like. Mm-hmm. But for me and my sisters have come to the games before, and it's a great family atmosphere for anybody.
Exactly. Even if you have to avoid a guy streaking, but hey, Jeremy, you have a person who's going to D-Ray said he'll go from one end zone, you go from the other.
Sounds good. We'll race. We'll meet in the middle. Tap hands. You go. I'll keep going. We'll see who gets arrested first.
Exactly. Nice. Oh, I got to get my boy Hank up here. He's giving me a $5 super chat. So I appreciate that. And I keep forgetting to mention that. I do have super chats going on here in the YouTube channel. So if you want to help out and support what I'm doing here on this channel, you can donate $5 or $10 or a dollar, whatever you want to do. Let's get to his question here. He says, why don't we call the offense Burrow Ball? Seems like that's catchy and easy to promote. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Shoot, I like that idea.
Burrow Bar, is that like you're in a ticket office? So you're not more for like, do you do promotions, or you just is there a promotion office and a ticket office? Obviously, there is, but do you guys work hand in hand, or is it more separate?
Yeah, the cool thing about working here, and we have a smaller front office than most NFL franchises, we get to work hand in hand with each other. We get to wear a lot of different hats. At the end of the day, I can definitely assist or give advice or help out one of my coworkers. They'll have the final say on it if it's in another department. But Burrow Ball is something that if they're not already on, they can write that down. If not, I'm telling them tomorrow.
There you go. Yeah, I've been calling them the since we got so many LSU Tigers, it's the Cincinnati Bayou Boys is what I've been trying to call him. So I don't know. There's a dude, the fan base is so on fire. We got so many nicknames flying around, so many different things. And that's why I'm like, go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm just, as long as we got Big Daddy Bayou and he makes the team, you know what? Man, big number 99 remind me of Dan Wilkinson, except he's going to play like Dan Wilkinson should have played.
Right, exactly.
Back in the day. Exactly. And that's why he's going to be Big Daddy Bayou this year.
Exactly.
Promise.
That is my new favorite nickname, too. Big Daddy Bayou. Love it.
We're full of all kinds of things. You got Burrow Ball, we got Big Daddy Bayou, we got the Tiger Den, we got Jackpot Joey. We got all kinds of stuff for you, Matt. You should come on here more often.
Heck yeah.
I appreciate that.
So with the Ring of Honor happening this year,
mm-hmm.
which we're all extremely excited about, do you guys have anything special planned for those games? Because I know we don't know who it's going to be, but if you're a true Bengals fan, it should be Ken Riley and Ken Anderson. I'm just putting that out there. but is there anything – what do you have planned for those days that you can actually tell us? I know some things you want to keep to the vest. So.
Yeah, I know a lot of those things are announcements that we're going to announce in the future. The thing I will say about that, it's going to be exciting. Every person on that ballot deserves to be in it. Has a big history of the Cincinnati Bengals and great NFL football players and great men. So the crazy thing about it is out of all those players, two of them are getting picked to join Anthony Munoz and Paul Brown. So we're excited to announce a lot of that information later this summer too.
Awesome. I can't wait for it because here in a little less than 2 weeks, we're doing the Jungle to the Hall that my boy Bengal Jim has painstakingly worked on, and I like to talk about this as much as I can on the show. And it's next, or it's a week from Saturday. We'll be heading up there to Canton, and if you guys can't show up for the whole thing, you please try to show up between 1 and 3. That's when the rally is happening, because we need to get Ken Riley and Ken Anderson into the Hall of Fame. And all that we need you guys to do, it's all free. All thing we need you to do is go register. So we need to know how many people are coming. So it's I know Bengal Jim has it pinned to the top of his Twitter handle. If you guys can go there, you can click on the registration, and we can get it going. I can't wait. I think this can be a lot of fun. I'm actually pushed my vacation back a day or two so I can go to this thing. That's how much this means to me. So I'm trying to get as many people to this thing as I can, because I've said it a million times. It's absolutely ridiculous that Ken Anderson and Ken Riley are not in the Hall of Fame. Ken Riley is fifth all-time. Still interceptions. Ken Anderson, Super Bowl MVP. He beat Dan Fouts in the Freeze Bowl. Dan Fouts somehow is in the Hall of Fame, and Ken Anderson is. I will never understand that. I want to get to this question here from Orange Arrow, which I think would be fun, because Orange Arrow is going to do a charity fantasy league this year, and he wants to know who he has to talk to get a draft party of some sort at or around the stadium.
Oh, I like that idea, Orangero. Thank you. So I think Sarah has all the popular people.
I told you. Section 158. Yes, exactly. The Tiger's Den. There you go.
Orangero, I think that sounds like a cool idea. It's crazy going into this year. We're looking to do a lot of different things to make things happen like that because of COVID. We got to worry about the players and safety of everyone around here first, though. But I think that is a great idea to at least have a phone call with Sarah or myself on that.
Well, there you go, because I will be in that league, and I'm planning on dominating. Just to let you know, even though I've done fantasy once and I forgot to set my team for every week except for one, but I won that week. See, that tells you how good I am. When I actually try to do it, I dominate.
Nice.
Completely kidding.
So, Matt, just real quick, I know you just mentioned, you know, going through this COVID thing, and you guys had to go through it last year. You're having to go through it this year. How are things looking right now as of sales-wise? I mean, you know, we're still in the middle of this thing. I mean, there's still a lot of precautions that need to be taken, unless I'm wrong. So how do ticket sales look with this thing still happening for the Bengals? Is there excitement going on right now? I mean, can you see it?
Yes. So I have been here since December 2015, and this has been the most exciting offseason that we've had since. And the fan base is pumped up with, I mean, there's a lot of different changes. I mean, you know, there's some teams we'll throw out, you know, one or two things an off season that are, you know, pretty cool to get fans excited. Oh man, year 2021, Cincinnati Bengals, we got new jerseys, new benefits, Ring of Honor. We just keep going and having all this exciting news. So I am very excited for this upcoming season, but you can see it that our fans are excited. Our season ticket sales are up right now. Sarah's making tons of calls a day to our season ticket members, and then also our other account managers, Brian Poston and Allie on there as well. So fans are pumped up and they're excited, and it's showing in the numbers, but it's also showing on what we're gathering from social media, seeing a lot of new Stripes jerseys out there. And it's been a really, really fun off season for me to be a part of, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
So how close are we to selling out the whole season? Is there a lot of tickets available still, or where are we at as far as the actual ticket sales go?
Yeah, so we're on sale with season tickets, group tickets, and single game tickets now. And we still have availability. And to talk to anyone with that, you can call 513-455-8383, or you can go to the Bengals website as well and check out some options on there. A big part of that is just if you're interested in learning more about being a season ticket member, coming down to open house this Saturday, I would recommend you RSVP because we're planning on a full day and I don't want anyone to wait for 45 minutes or an hour to speak to someone, but give us a call, RSVP for Saturday's open house to see if seeing tickets might be a good fit for you and your family or your business.
Exactly. That sounds like a lot of fun. Like, you know, you said there's going to be drinks there and stuff, and they can go and check out their potential seats. They can actually sit in them, say, oh, do I like this? Do I like this view? Is it close to the bathroom? Is it close to the concession stands? You know, well, you know, it's stuff like that you check out now. Are they going to be allowed? You might have said this at the beginning, and if you did, I apologize, but are they going to be able to go onto the field? Are they going to be able to go into different parts of the stadium, or is it just the seating area?
Yeah, so they'll be able to check out the seating area. We're going to go to our club level as well. That's where the drinks will be and the raffle that we'll have for autographed memorabilia. And then if time is available, then yes, that ticket sales rep. I didn't do this personally, Iceman Jeremy, but there are stairs down there right now where fans can go to the 50-yard line, take a quick picture, and then come back right up those stairs. So there will be field access and every section in the stadium. We'll be open to check out to see if seeing tickets are available in there.
That's awesome. Cool. I think that if you ever wanted to go down and check out the stadium, if you ever wanted to go on the field, you know, and bring your kids down there, I mean, that would just be a memory in itself right there to go to the middle of the stadium, look around going, holy crap, this place is huge.
It'll blow your kids' minds.
Yeah. So I think it's a great thing you guys are doing. And like I said, I'm very excited. I know Houdini Nation is excited with the off-season moods and just everything that you guys have been doing with social media and the Ring of Honor. And aren't you getting new seats down there too? Because I was just down there the other day, and I'm pretty sure, is the whole stadium getting brand new seats, or it's just certain sections of it?
It's certain sections, and it goes with phases every year, just trying to find some of the seats that, you know, during wear and tear or, you know, really – crazy years or game days or something that we might want to replace the seats. So we are replacing a lot of the lower level seats right now.
Yeah, I think my seats are new, which is good because I'm kind of a fat guy, so I like nice new comfy well, seats. So
and I, you know, good. In case we needed to call you, Matt, I mean, if I call, you know, come up to a game and me and Jeff or the Iceman were around, you know, and how close exactly can we be to the urinals? There we go.
And Jeremy lost the show. There it goes downhill from here.
I'm kidding. But no, I think it's awesome, man. I really do. If like you just mentioned it, you know, bring your kids down, show up, support the Bengals, but blow your children's minds. That's what it's going to do. That's, and it's going to do it in a good way.
Yeah, if you could do that, and that's a memory your kids will remember. You know, I remember when we even if you don't get season tickets, but I recommend, or that's just if you don't get tickets, but I recommend you do get tickets, especially season tickets this year. But just a memory going, man, you remember that one time when we were like 7, 8 years old, we went down and got to walk around the stadium and nobody was there and we got to go on the field. So those are cool memories. And that would make your kid a lifelong Bengals fan, which I'm all for that. I think everybody should be Bengals fans as much as we can get. So if you have children, you want to check out the seats. If you're on the fence of maybe not getting seats, go down, check it out, see what they got. You know, they might change your mind. You never know.
Yes. I love you just mentioned that, Iceman, and exactly what Jeremy was saying earlier with that too. Like people, especially families and kids, like growing up and going to games, I remember baseball games. I remember minor league baseball games. I remember NFL games. And I always remember those games and who I went with, who I sat near. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I remember the outcome. It's usually who I'm there with and I'm having a good time. But at the end of the day, I think about games I watched on TV, but they just didn't have as big as an impact going to games with my dad or my mom or with my sisters going out to games. So that's what I think of every time that we have fans come down here that we want to recreate those lifelong memories and experiences for.
Exactly. And I know I'm always hyping up Section 158 because that's where I'm at, the Tiger Den. I'll just keep calling it the Tiger Den until we get a poster. But Maddie says Jackpot Joey section is a 102. And he says, close to the bathroom and the beer. Now, he says he's going to have a banner and everything up there. So that's officially, well, as far, I don't know if it's officially, but it's going to be officially, according to Matt, it's the Jackpot Joey section. So we got the Jackpot Joey section. We got the jungle. We got the Tiger Den with all the crazies like us. Dude, this is going to be a blast. I'm just telling you right now. This is going to be fun.
You ain't kidding.
All right, Dalton here. One more question. I'll let you get off here. Or more estate. $400 starting season ticket. That's amazing starting point. That's the average cost for one ticket for the Seattle Seahawks. That's ridiculous. I probably would never go to a Seahawks game if it's $400 for one ticket. So, anyway, Matt, I appreciate you coming on the show. And anytime you want to come back on and give us more updates about the season tickets, any promotions or anything you guys got going on, don't hesitate to hit me up or tell Sarah to hit me up. And this is fun. I appreciate you, man. Hootay.
Awesome.
This was a blast. Thank you both so much. And, yeah, I appreciate you guys. Hootay.
Hootay.
Thank you, Matt. Hootay.
All right. That was cool. I hope you guys like that. Matt says you won't be able to miss us. He's going to have a big old banner out there. So,
hey,
Jackpot Joey is real and he's alive.
I mean, you know, over the past, we can look at, you know, I guess over the past 2-3 months, you know, you've gotten to hear insight from Lapham, insight from James Rapine, Anthony Kazenza, Zim, all these guys.
All of them.
Orange Arrow, Bengal Lorien, these guys jumping on.
We need a Bengal player. We need a Bengal player. So
we want that.
Like if Matt is still watching, if you could get Jeff Blake, that guy would have a heart attack. But I really, really, really want Joe Burrow. So if you have any shot at all of me getting Joe Burrow, I would appreciate it, Matt, if you're still watching.
yeah. And if Blake just happens to fall in. but no, I love Burrow. Burrow would be awesome. And I'm sure, you know, our ratings would go like through the, you know, moon, which would be great. But you know what? I just, from everybody that we've had, it's a little bit everything. You get a little bit of something of everything from this show. You don't just get an insider. You don't just get a fantasy guy every night. You don't just, I mean, I, like I said, my work holds me up. I hopefully it won't be much longer. But Jeff, literally, dude, you rock. You just keep going after it, man. And when I'm not able to do it myself to even try to help you, kill it. So
all they can do is tell me no or ignore me, which that happens a lot too. That's what happens to a lot of the Bengals. So I've tweeted out or whatever they ignore me. But Foxy has got a message for you here, Jeremy. He's got to talk to you. He said, when I make it down to Alabama, I'm going to get a hold of Jeremy so we can hit the course, bro. So you guys are going golfing.
Let's do it.
And if you do that, you guys better FaceTime me, and we can drink some virtual beers together.
We'll do it all together at one time, man. You bring yours, I'll bring mine, Foxy. Let's go.
Exactly. You guys are right. I would love to have Joe Burrow on here. We'll see what happens. Let's see here. Orange Arrow, got to take the boy. Oh, T-Y, he's taking off. All right, Orange Arrow, take it easy, brother.
Later, bro.
Let's get to the interview I had earlier today. I'm not going to show the whole clip, but I had Jay Morrison on from The Athletic, and he's the Bengals beat writer, and just some interesting stuff. And the thing that's gotten me excited most of all about this season, not only the stuff they've done, but the players, to have them all in and all show up at OTAs when they don't have to, when most of NFL teams are not getting their players to show up for OTAs. The Bengals had every single one of them show up, and that to me is huge. And this is what Jay Morrison had to say about that.
We see it all around. The Browns are doing theirs right now, and they're at 60%. Some teams are lower than that. This is a team full of young guys. It's typically the older veterans are the ones that are kind of balking at going through this and still kind of hiding behind the pandemic as an excuse, when really that is no longer an excuse. And it's just about it's all about doing less work and exposing yourself, not exposing yourself to injury. That's a big part of it. But this is a team full of young guys that knows that they have a lot of work to do. And if you're going to wait till training camp, it might be too late. They already missed last offseason. They're not willing to miss another one. So it does. It says a lot about the makeup of the players in the locker room, but also the faith and the trust that they have in the coaching staff, that they're not going to overwork them, and they're going to get done what they need to get done, but they're not going to take unnecessary risk.
Yeah, and that's a really good point that you brought up there, the trust that the players have in the coaching staff, because a lot of people the last couple of years are wondering if the players, you know, if they believe in Zach Taylor, if they believe in Lou, if the players have the coaches back. And I think this says yes, unequivocally yes, because they don't have to show up. And like you said, most players don't want to show up for more practice than they have to when it's, you know, June. You know, I don't really know they're putting all full pads on, but they are putting a helmet on and some shoulder pads and stuff, but not full pads, but still it's hot. It's rainy. You know, I think that says a lot is to where the players, how the players feel about Zach Taylor and this coaching staff, for sure.
Yeah, there's no pads at all right now, and it's all voluntary. Next week will be the mini camp, and that'll be mandatory. That's when a team could fine a player for not showing up. And we've seen this in the past. Carlos Dunlap skipped OTAs. Can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago. They all kind of run together, yeah, but right. He came in time for the mini camp. And I think most of the players, if not all, that are still here do have Coach Taylor's back. And even one that's not here, Giovanni Bernard, was one of his staunchest defenders, and it just money-wise it didn't work out. But the ones that butted heads with the new direction are the a lot of the old Marvin Lewis veterans that are no longer here.
Right. I was just about to say they're all gone. And that brings you to the point this year that I think it's third year Zach Taylor. I think this is probably by far the most talented and the deepest team that Zach has had. And same with goes with Lou. And I always call him Armadillo on my show because it's a joke, but I kind of refuse to call him by his real name until his defense gets better. But I think it's definitely a big year for them to, you know, fish or cut bait. I think there's no longer the excuse that, well, they don't have all their players. Well, they're still, you know, it's a young coaching staff. It's their young players. It's this and that. I think this year is the time for them to make a huge step forward into the future of what this team is going to look like and how this team is going to perform going on to the future.
Yeah, it really is. You see it in players. The third year is the year. That's where, I mean, you do see a leap once they kind of get through their rookie year, and you do see for most players, a pretty sizable leap from rookie to second year. But it's that third year for the ones that haven't quite taken that step yet. That's where you figure it out, where, okay, either this guy, it comes on and the team is going to want him around beyond the rookie contract of year four. Zach Taylor, same thing. I mean, he's going into his third year. This is the year where Mike Brown has to decide,
right,
he's the guy or he's not the guy. And he, I think they would have, it sounds obvious, but they would have been so much farther ahead had Joe Burrow not got hurt. I think the playoff window opens this year.
Yes.
If he gets to have a whole season, we already saw it all starting to kind of click and come together and the offense really taking off when he went down. And that was the easier part of the schedule coming up. I mean, Brandon Allen played well. This offense did some good things with Joe Burrow out. And if you just, you sometimes stop and think, what would have happened had Joe Burrow not got hurt? Where would they be right now? But at the same time, he's back. He's not 100% yet, but all indications are he's going to be when the season starts. And so this is it. If they get off to a slow start, I'm not sure Zach Taylor finishes the season.
Right.
If they start 1-5, 2-6, something like that, they may pull the plug early. It's not typical of Mike Brown in the way the Bengals front office operates, but for years, we've said, well, that's not the way they do business, but they're starting to do a lot of things differently. And I think if they get off to a good start, it'd be the complete opposite, where you've got so many young guys, so much confidence, so much brashness, that all of a sudden, if they go 4-1, 5-2, something like that, you could see this thing just really clicking in a hurry and taking off. So I think the first month of this season is really going to be big for this team.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So if you guys want to see the rest of the interview, check out the channel. And I couldn't agree more with what Jay was saying about the young guys and what it means for this team moving forward. And not only that, but that they have Zach Taylor's back. I mean, because if it was such a bad locker room, as they've said last year from the Carlos Dunlap incident and the way they handled the Andy Dalton thing the year before that and stuff like that, if it was so bad, these guys wouldn't show up. So they're all in behind Joe Burrow, not only behind Joe Burrow, but also behind Zach Taylor. You're muted. Why are you muted? There you go.
Now okay, my bad. I just want to
– you just want to go
– we're professional, guys. All right, don't worry. But you know what? What really got me was – when he said we're going to find a lot out about the Bengals in the first 4 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
And he left that as an open-ended, I guess you could say, comment, because that can mean a lot of things. That can mean Joe Burrow may not be there game one. That could mean there could be anything could happen.
You think Joe Burrow's not going to be there? He's playing right now. He's going to be there.
No, I'm just saying. I like the way he put it, because after four games, I believe Burrow is going to start. I hope.
Oh, he's starting. He might play in the preseason, dude.
I hope he does. I hope he puts in some reps anyway.
I don't really want him playing that much in the preseason. Like maybe one series to get the hell out.
Yeah. Just to get comfortable, or, you know, around, you know, guys coming at you again, that kind of thing.
But
He was dead on with four games, because in four games, we're going to see what type of team we have. Because like you said in the interview, Jeff, you know, this is their third year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's time to pooper, get off the pot.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's one thing that I said later on in the interview is that this is the year, like you said, Fisher Cup 8, this is the year to do it. I mean, people are like, oh, yeah, we're probably a playoff team 2022, which, yeah, I think we'll be a playoff team 2022. I also think we're going to be a playoff team 2021. I mean, the thing is, it's the third year. This is the most talented team Zach Taylor's had. It's the deepest team Zach Taylor's had. It's time to do it, you know? And it's going to be, you know, it's going to rely on a lot of younger guys. And I know that's me speaking with my orange colored sunglasses on, but I really do believe that this could be the year, and it should be the year. And I think that's the mentality that the players and the coaches have. They're not going into this, well, we're just going to try to be 8-8. No. They're trying to win every damn game they can and go to the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl. That's their mentality. And as Jim Morrison said, and they've said this in their podcast, and I said this on that interview too, the way the schedule sets up, it's a big one. It's a rough schedule, but the really rough teams are at the end of the season. I mean, the Vikings, there's a very, very good chance we could be 4-0 going into Green Bay. I know I got us losing to the Squealers, but there's a very good chance we could be 4-0 going into that game. And if you win that one, then you got the Lions, and then you're 5-0, 6-0. I mean, it could happen, you know. And it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's going to depend on how good this defense is, which that's another thing they said in the interview. The defense doesn't have to be great. It just has to be good. It has to be better because this offense is going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you right now, doing what I had to do at work today, not being able to check it out. As soon as this show's over, I'm going to be watching that interview, and everybody that's on here now needs to check it out because that was just a little clip of The Athletic, and that's there's a lot of information in there you're not going to get anywhere else. So that's another good one. Everybody needs to go check that out for sure. And Jeff will let you guys know about that here in just about 10 minutes. But anyway, I wanted to tell Foxy real quick, it's all good. I'll play with four clubs.
Throwing it down, Foxy. He's throwing it down on you. He's going to play with four clubs.
Woo! Give me four, baby. Give me four.
Oh, this happens. I got to make the trip down to Alabama. I got to see this.
You'll be on the golf cart behind us drinking a beer.
I'll be drinking a beer. Like, yeah, go get him. All right, got another super chat from my man, Hank. I appreciate it.
Man, thank you.
He is kicking butt. You guys can do the same thing just like Hank. 10 wins is my minimum expectation based on all the injured players we get back and all the new talent upgrades we've added. Yeah, I mean, you see mine, Hank, I'm 10-6. But I agree with you. I mean, the biggest thing is we have the best quarterback in 90% of the games. And that's what I'm saying. And this offensive line doesn't have to be great. It has to be good. You know, this defense, either way, this defense is going to get a pass rush. There's too many talented guys on this team right now not to get a pass rush. I mean, and these guys are all bought in too.
Yep.
That's the difference. We had some guys on the defense last year that were not bought in. Let's be honest, they weren't. And so if you got guys that are bought in, that makes a huge difference. So I'm not saying we're going to have a great defense. As long as we have a middle-of-the-pack defense and a top 15 offensive line, who knows where we could go.
Yeah, exactly. And, Hank, I'm right there with you. People say, well, if we go 9-7, we're definitely going to, you know, they're going to keep Zach. Well, 9-7 in the AFC North, you might as well be 2-14, or I guess you could say 2-15 now. We had an extra game. So,
right.
So you know, in the AFC North, it don't matter. You've got to get 10 wins to even get a shot at the wild card a lot of times. So I'm right there with you, Hank. You know, we've got to win 10 games. If we don't get to the playoffs this year, I don't see us keeping Zach Taylor, period.
See, I'm
4 years.
If we're 9-7, Zach keeps his job. I really do. Yeah, I really do think that. I don't know if Lou does, but I really do think Zach does. If we're 9-7, that's just my feeling. But I mean, Hank's got another comment here. He says also think about all the close winnable games we came up short in that we can get it done this year. Yeah, that's the thing that also comes from having a win or a young team. You know, you got to learn how to win, and that's gonna be the big factor to me, is if this team can learn how to win those close games that they've lost. Because every year Zach's been the coach, there's been a lot of close games that they have lost. We got to win them. And I've said I've been on here with you and me talking about it. I said the other teams are more talented than us. There's still going to be more teams that are more talented than us, but not as many as there has been. So that's where I really do think that's a key. This team, and that comes to me from the commitment that this team has made to show up to OTAs, to be there for their teammates. You know, those things that show up on the field, and I think we're going to see it here this year.
Well, and just to – kind of add to the team morale, and you know, people say, you know, our players aren't respecting Zach and all this, it's all over the internet. You can read whatever you want. It's all out there. But for Frank Pollock to walk in the building and Riley Reiff, a guy that you have just signed, is in there working out.
First one on the field.
Let me tell you something. That should explain everything that anybody has a question about, because this guy came from Washington. Obviously.
Oh, Richie? I
believe he did. Reiff, right?
Reiff?
Yeah, Reiff. Didn't he come from?
He came from Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Was he from Washington, or did he come from Washington?
No, he played
Minnesota. I don't know why I was thinking that. Okay. But for him to be the first one on the field, you know, and be out there on this new team coming from, you know, Minnesota. I don't care if he came from the Patriots. It tells you he is a vet. He respects the coach. And that just keeps right on going down the line. When you have veterans that these young guys are looking up to. So many years we had, you know, guys complaining. I hate to bring up Chad Johnson. I love Chad. But, you know, he complained. And if you're a rookie, you're out of college. I mean, you're literally just out of high school. And, you know, you're hearing this and Carson Palmer and Chad in the background. Throw me the damn ball. I can catch it. I'm always open 24/7. And it's just not good for the locker room. And when I saw that report, I thought, damn, maybe these guys are ready to rock and roll.
Exactly. All right, man, it's about 6:26. Yep. I think we're getting ready to roll on out of here. I appreciate all the comments, questions, and you guys make sure you go and check out, like I said, the interview. It's on the channel as we speak. We do discuss the secondary. We discuss a lot of stuff on that interview. He gave me a half hour. I probably could have talked to him for another hour. Just, sure. Yeah. You know, because I like to talk, if you haven't noticed. But that was awesome. So my thanks to Jay Morrison for joining the show today. Also, Matt for joining the show from the Bengals season ticket office. It's awesome. I love having different people on here. I try to give you guys different perspectives of just all kinds of different stuff. And let's get to the Facebook groups that let me live stream. I appreciate every single one of you guys. We got a lot of them here. It's Hooday Nation, Cincinnati Bengals, the Jungle, Bengals Nation, Bengals Hooday Nation, Cincinnati Reds rounding third, heading for home, the Ohio State Bucknuts. You got the Ice Bar, which is show page, my page. Then you can follow me on all my social media platforms, all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The Twitter handle is at Jeff A. Trenopol. That's TRENNEPOHL. If you can't spell that, just spell Sports with Strawberry Ice. You should be able to find it. I'm also on TikTok. That is under Iceman90. Again, you can probably find it if you type in Sports with Strawberry Ice. Me and this moron right here do some silly TikToks a lot. So, Jeremy, where can they follow you at? And then you can get then come back to me, because I got to finish some other stuff. But where can they follow you at?
Oh, you want me to jump on? I am at D84 Jeremy. That's simple. And then it'll pop up Jeremy D84. But I am at D84 Jeremy. You can check me out anytime. I post a lot of stuff that he posts, and Anthony, and just everybody that you've seen on this show, what they post, I try to post, get out there as well. We all want to help the Bengals. That's what it's all about. So go to Twitter and look at D84 Jeremy, and I'm on there.
Exactly.
Jeremy D84.
Yep, I'll be pulling the sound off later on tonight. If you guys can't sit there and watch a whole hour show, you can listen to it. So it's all be on BeamPod, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you download and rate and like and review. I would greatly appreciate it. YouTubers, like I said, we're at 1,128. That is awesome. I appreciate every single one of you guys. When we get to 10,000, which I'm just going for big, you know, everything, you should go to 2,000. No, when we get to 10,000, I'm going to give away something. I'll get a Bengals jersey or something really cool. Maybe when I get the relationship with some Bengals, maybe I get an autograph or something. I don't know. We'll find out what happens when we get to 10,000. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors about Sports with Strawberry Ice, about the YouTube channel, about the podcast, and let's get to 10,000. And other than that, Jeremy D, will you help us roll on out of here?
I sure will. And again, I would just like to thank all of you guys. And Jeff, you killed it, man. I've been out for, what, a week and a half, almost 2 weeks.
Have you? I had noticed.
Yeah, I know. You see this? You know, and I watch wrestling with this guy, okay? That was our secret. That was our secret. Anyway, no, you know what? I'm thrilled. And Hank, I want to thank you, brother, too, for doing what you did, doing the speed.
Super chat.
There you go. Dude, that we appreciate any of that, guys. So
Send it.
Well, you know, we'll take it. It's not free and cheap and easy to do this, but I want to give Jeff some love for this week. He's gave you guys all the interviews you could ask for, whether it be from the fantasy world all the way to season ticket sales that you just watched today. So you're not gonna find many shows like that don't cost you a dime to watch. But other than that,
yes, sir. Everybody, all together now.
As always, remember one thing and one thing only. And that is, you don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. Hooday. Let's go, Bengals. Reds, let's kick it into gear and keep rolling, baby. Hooday.
Yeah, Reds are taking on the Boozers again tonight. So hopefully we can come back from that loss. Sonny Gray, unfortunately, is on the IL. He's on there for 10 days now. Bob Castellini, please go get some pitching. Please. You got a good team. Anyway. That's just sports, baby. See ya!